WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Happy Friday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program and kind of a warmer start. It's just under 40 degrees out there right now, so it's not too bad. But of course, we are in the final day of January. So it's still going to get a little bit colder over the weekend, but taking a look at some of the temperatures, you know, Monday, close to 50 again. A couple of days next week where it might get into the mid to high 40s. But of course, we're also looking at Sunday being Groundhog Day, right? So Sunday will let us know exactly what we can expect because the groundhog, there's no more scientifically proven determination of when winter will end than the groundhog. Right? No? Yeah. That's what I thought. But at least it's a good excuse to watch the movie. I'm sure there's a network out there that has a Groundhog Day marathon, which in and of itself is kind of a meta joke more than anything, right? A movie about the same thing over and over again, just running over and over again. But yeah, if you are into the groundhog, well, I'm sure it's nice having a Groundhog Day on a weekend so you can get yourself down to, what's it, Gobbler's Knob? You can get yourself down there. See Punxsutawney Phil in person. I will, I'll leave that to you. If you go, you can send me back some photos and videos on the WBSM app, but I'll leave that to you. I'm not going to make that trip. So we have a lot that we can discuss today. And of course, we'll have the phone lines open throughout the morning, 508-996-0500. We'll have app chat and open line voicemails both available on the app. I'll remind you, too, that this weekend is your final chance to vote for your favorite pet and pet owner, you know, the ones that look the most alike. We're going to announce the winner of that contest on Monday. And the votes keep pouring in. And we've had the number one spot has been held by the same pet and pet owner for the last couple of days, even as more and more votes are pouring in. So I don't want to say it's a foregone conclusion with 2 days, 3 days of voting left. So you might want to get yourself over there if you have a particular favorite, especially if it's not the one that's currently in the lead. They've got about 1,000 vote lead. But it's a really cute photo, so I can see, you know, why that one is popular. They're all cute, but you can vote for your favorite at WBSM.com or on the WBSM app. The winner gets a $250 gift card. And we want to thank Wareham Animal Hospital for making the contest possible. So, of course, we're getting more information about what happened in that horrific plane crash, the plane helicopter collision, which has turned into the deadliest U.S. air disaster in almost a quarter century. That they are now have determined that there were no survivors and they've moved from a rescue operation to a recovery operation. But they were able to recover the black boxes from each vessel. So they'll be able to dig into that and get a more concrete explanation for what happened. Now, they said that's going to take about 30 days, but I'm sure they'll put a rush on it. But, you know, some of the different information that's floating around out there, I would just warn you, you know, some of it is stuff that is not accurate or stuff that has not been verified. We're starting to find out who some of the victims were. And, of course, you heard Phil mention the news. Some of them were figure skaters from Massachusetts and Rhode Island and their families. You can read more about it at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, but, you know, even that story came out a few hours, well, actually, it was, you know, almost 24 hours ago that we published that story. So there's a lot more to be determined in the coming weeks. And, you know, I wanted to avoid discussing yesterday's press conference about it. I wanted to avoid having to come on here in the morning and criticizing the president for the way that he handled that. But I can't in good conscience not say something about it because it was absolutely disgusting. And I heard Barry and callers defending it yesterday, and I'm just sitting in my office. How can you defend turning it into baseless attacks on your political opponents at a time when they're still pulling bodies out of the water? And you're blaming it on DEI hirings when you don't have any information about any of that yet. You have no proof. And when asked for proof, when asked how you know that, your answer is, well, I have common sense. Anybody who can look at what happened and feel like they can determine exactly what went on without knowing any of the facts. And yeah, the president probably does have more information than the rest of us have at this point. But I don't think he has all that information about the hiring at his fingertips. I think he's just using a horrible tragedy to push his agenda. And for every person that for the last 4 years said, whenever something went wrong, you know, when are we going to hear from Joe Biden about this? When are we going to hear? Where's the thoughts and prayers from Joe Biden? Well, your president, your choice, didn't give us that either. He just decided to come out and utilize it for his own personal gain, his own personal advantages, his own personal vengeance and petty arguments. And then when he got fact-checked in real time for the stuff that he was saying, he acted like a baby. When a reporter called him out and said, hey, these hiring practices that you're criticizing the Biden administration for, they've been on the website since 2013. They were there through your entire first term and you didn't do anything about it. So you had the same hiring practices as the Biden administration did. And Trump pivoted away. And when the reporter tried to shout out a follow-up question, Trump turned around and told him to be quiet. Because the reporter was absolutely right. The internet is forever, and you can go back and see previous versions of websites. And it's been verified that that information has been on the FAA website about the hiring practices since 2013. And it's important to note that that language is the language that applies to all jobs that would hire people with severe disabilities. But there's also qualifications involved in being able to do those jobs. And these DEI programs, I know this is going to be hard for some of you to understand, but it's not just a black-white issue. It's not a, you know, foreigner, American-born issue. It also covers people that may be hard of hearing. There are people who want to be critical of DEI hires who could say, Barry Richard must be a DEI hire because he's hard of hearing and he works in the radio industry. How can you have a person who's hard of hearing work in the radio industry? His whole job is to listen, and he has hearing issues. But Barry's hearing issues do not affect his ability to do his job. He's still the best qualified person to come on and host a talk show. His hearing issues are just a challenge that he overcomes to be able to do his job every day, and valiantly so. Now, do I think that they're hiring people who are visually impaired or completely blind to be air traffic controllers? Of course not. But the point is, of these programs, you can't have that be the reason why you don't consider someone. Now, there's common sense involved in all of these things, too. Do you think that there is a completely blind person that applies to be an air traffic controller? So I think that there is a lot of scapegoating here that just doesn't make sense. Also, the implication from what President Trump said yesterday is that anybody who was hired through one of those programs, and by the way, you're not really hired through the program, you're able to apply and be considered through the program. But the people who applied, he made it sound, he made it sound like they would be less intelligent than the people who would have gotten those jobs otherwise. That is a fundamentally flawed and bigoted argument. One of the most important jobs in the world is being an air traffic controller. They don't just hire any schmuck to go in there and do that job. You are literally putting thousands of people's lives in the hands of every one of those people every single day. And not to mention the financial health of the nation's air traffic system. Because it just takes one incident for people to decide, you know what, I'm not going to fly. I don't feel safe flying. I know people who canceled any flight on a Boeing plane whatsoever when there was that incident where the door came off. So they're like, I'm never flying on a Boeing plane ever again. It does not take much to shake people's confidence in air travel. So they're going to put all of that at risk to hire somebody that looks good, that, you know, that they can say, hey, look who we hired. Yeah, I don't think so. None of it makes sense. What does make sense is that this was a tragedy that apparently there had been warnings for a number of years now about some of these flight patterns, about some of the ways that the aircraft were taking off and landing. That there'd been a lot of near misses over the years. So it sounds more like it's a procedural thing than it is the people who are involved. And that needs to be overhauled. But again, it's too soon. They just got the black boxes. They're just starting to review them. It's too soon to make that determination. But what we got yesterday was not what we needed. We needed to hear from, you know, I hate the term because I think it's kind of trite, but it's what people use in times like this. You need a consoler in chief, not a whiner in chief. Not a guy who basically came down. I'll just basically boil it all down for you. This is not my fault. This is Joe Biden's. Well, it's not Joe Biden's. It's Obama's. The passing of the buck. Apparently some people forgot that has been his MO. Blame somebody else. Take the credit when something good goes on, whether it's you that did it or not, and pass the blame to somebody else when it's not you. Oh, I'm sorry, when it's not good. 508-996-0500. You can call up and try to defend what happened. But there's no defense for it. And you're only going to sound equally delusional as Donald Trump sounded yesterday if you try to defend it. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few moments. 508-996-0500. Welcome back in. It's time now to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
Details about the victims in the D.C. plane helicopter collision. Trump's nominees face questions on Capitol Hill. And what to expect from the Grammys this weekend.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The plane crash in Washington, D.C. claimed the lives of 67 people, including figure skaters, their families, and coaches returning from a competition, a college student returning from her grandfather's funeral, two Chinese nationals, and a group of hunters were also among the victims. The crash involved a commercial jet and an army helicopter with no survivors. Communities are grieving the loss. Investigations are underway to determine the cause. It's the country's deadliest aviation disaster in more than 20 years. Black boxes were fished from the water on Thursday. President Donald Trump began Thursday's White House briefing with a moment of silence for victims, but quickly turned to blaming diversity hiring for the disaster without a shred of evidence. Trump suggested lower standards in federal aviation jobs contributed to the crash, though investigators have yet to determine a cause. He also pointed fingers at the pilot, air traffic control, and Democratic leaders, including Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg. Pressed by reporters doing their job, Trump defended his claims, citing common sense rather than concrete proof. A dramatic day on Capitol Hill as three of President Trump's most controversial nominees, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Tulsi Gabbard, and Kash Patel, faced intense Senate confirmation hearings. Gabbard defended her loyalty amid accusations of foreign ties. Kennedy clashed with senators over his anti-vaccine views, and Patel sparred over past election fraud claims and support for January 6th rioters. With Republicans holding a slim Senate majority, the fate of these nominees remains uncertain. Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking case has new details in a superseding indictment. Prosecutors allege Combs sexually trafficked at least three women over a 20-year period, 4 years longer than previously stated. The indictment accuses Combs of using his influence to coerce women into commercial sex acts, using force, threats, and violence. One allegation states Combs dangled a victim off a hotel balcony. His lawyer maintains his innocence and criticizes the prosecution's portrayal of consensual acts. Marianne Faithfull, the iconic British singer, songwriter, and actress, has died. Known for her sultry voice and rebellious spirit, Faithfull was a muse to the Rolling Stones, inspiring and contributing to some of their greatest hits. Her own musical career spanned decades, marked by raw honesty and vulnerability in albums like Broken English. Faithfull's life was marked by both glamour and hardship, including struggles with addiction and health issues, which she openly shared in her music and memoirs. She leaves behind a legacy as a true icon of rock and roll. Marianne Faithfull was 78. And the 67th Annual Grammy Awards will be broadcast live this Sunday from Los Angeles' Crypto.com Arena on CBS and Paramount Plus starting at 8 p.m. here on the East Coast. Trevor Noah returns as host for the fifth time, and performances include Billie Eilish, Shakira, and a Quincy Jones tribute. While the show will go on as planned, Recording Academy and Music Industry are focusing on wildfire relief efforts. Many events have been canceled and funds redirected to those affected. Viewers can stream the show through various platforms and catch red carpet coverage online.
WBSM Sports.
The Boston Celtics face the New Orleans Pelicans tonight at 8. And the Boston Bruins face the New York Rangers home at TD Garden on Saturday afternoon.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Cloudy with rain developing, lasting into the night, a high of 38 degrees. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 36. And on Sunday, mainly cloudy with a chance of light rain or snow showers later in the day, a high of 34. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM. Get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Back in 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails, both available to you via the WBSM app, which is, of course, brought to you by South Coast Towing. They make it so that you can get all that great stuff available on the app for free. You just have to go to your app store, download it, or if you don't want to go to an app store and have to put in a credit card or anything, even though we don't charge you for the app, the app stores have you have to have a credit card on file. Some people are like, nope, I'm not putting my credit card in, so I don't even go to the App Store because it won't let me utilize it without putting one in. If that's the case, just go right to WBSM.com, click on the Listen tab, and you can download the app right there. It'll send it right to via email to whatever device you wanted to send it to. One other thing, while you're on the website, sign up for our newsletter. You can also sign up for our newsletter from the app. Every day, you will get all of our great content from WBSM.com delivered to your inbox in one easy-to-read email. And so you get all the top stories, everything that you might have missed during the day, because we put out a lot of content. And I will say this. We are very fortunate that we have so many people that go to our website every day to read the content that we put out there. And that's not the way that it goes in the publishing industry, in the media industry anymore. People don't decide, I'm going to go to this website and read a bunch of stuff. They're on social media and they're seeing an article fed to them by a site that they frequent, and then they'll click on that story. And so they're coming to the story from other means. But we buck that trend with WBSM.com, and we actually get more people who come into our website every day to consume all of our content because they like the fact that you're getting the news, you're getting the information, you're also getting very interesting local stories, and you also get some fun and interesting stuff. You know, we decided a while ago that we didn't need WBSM.com to just be, you know, a stuffy old news site, because we had so much great content over at Fun 107 and at some of the other Town Square media sites that I enjoy reading. And that, you know, here internally, people would be reading and we'd say, well, why don't we put that on the website? Or you know, one of the hosts would come to me and said, hey, I saw this as one of the stories that you know, our company put out, a writer somewhere put out, and I'd like to talk about it. Can you put it on our site so that I can talk about it and direct people to our site? And more of that just kept happening. So it's just, you know what? Let's just put anything up there. Anything that we find interesting, the audience will probably find interesting too. Right? Isn't that how, that's what Chris McCarthy says when he's asking you for phone calls. If you think it's interesting, he'll probably think it's interesting too. And the same goes for the content. So you never know what you're going to find. It's always worth going there to check. But some days you just don't have time to go back to the website and see the new content because we are putting stuff up so frequently. So the email newsletter is the best way to keep up to date with everything, because we will send you one email once a day, unless there's a big breaking story and we've already sent out a newsletter for the day. But very rarely does that happen. We're trying not to clog up your inbox. But we send it out every day and you get all of our top stories, all of the fun stuff that we have up there for you to read. And you can just decide what you want to click on and read. And what I do, so I save my newsletter. I mean, I'm the one that puts out the newsletter, so I know what's in it. But when I get it sent to me, I save it. And then later on, when I'm winding down for the night and I'm looking for something to read, you know, rather than read a bunch of hardcore news and political analysis and all that, sometimes I just open up that newsletter and I read some of the stuff that I didn't get to during the day that are just, you know, fun stories. So if you hadn't already signed up for the newsletter, you can do that right at WBSM.com or right through the app. You can use the newsletter button on the app. There's buttons in the middle of your screen when you open the app, and you can actually slide to the left and more buttons will appear. And one of those is newsletter. And if you click on that, you can just enter in your email address and sign up. And I'm not going to tell you to sign up other people that you think should be reading the newsletter, but if you know somebody that would be interested in getting that newsletter, you could at least send them the link to sign up themselves. So one of the stories that we had yesterday, we talked about it on the air, and then we had the written story, is the petition to bring back the Powder Puff division of racing at Seekonk Speedway. And if you go into the story, you can actually find the link to sign the petition. That was something that I was, you know, I knew that because we had Tori Price on yesterday and she gave us the address, but it's not easy for people to write down a web address while they're driving, or, you know, to remember it in their mind. So we wanted to make sure that we had it linked up in the story. And so you can check that out and be able to go over and sign that petition. And so far, they've been getting quite a response. They had about 600 signatures when I published a story. They're up to 654 now. So you can go there and sign it right now and add to that. But that's a lot of people, 654 people. And those are verified signatures by change.org. Now, I had somebody reach out to me and say, well, Tim, how come you didn't sign it? And that's because I'm reporting on it, so it wouldn't be right for me to get involved in it, is my take on it. But I support it. I mean, personally, I support it. So I think it's also one of those things where if you are a fan of racing, if you are a fan of women's sports, you know, it appeals to a lot of people to want to see this continue on, but those people then have to show up to these races if they come back and continue that support. I saw, you know, of course, anybody that remembers Taylor Cormier's time here or listens to him on the Howie Carr Show, you know you get Taylor's sense of humor. And Taylor commented on the Facebook page under this story, on the WBSM Facebook page, wait, women drivers, wouldn't that be called the Demolition Derby? And of course, that's just Taylor being Taylor. But I was thinking about it. I was like, you know, I know a lot of women who are champion Demolition Derby drivers. So my cousins and my uncle, I have two cousins. Believe it or not, like that's all the cousins I have. I only have two cousins. They're brother and sister. And they were both Demolition Derby drivers along with their dad. He's been doing it since he was a teenager. And then they started doing it when they were teenagers. And they all still do it. And they've all been champion Demolition Derby drivers. They've all won numerous trophies over the years. But when I first started working in television and reality TV, and I was working on the show Ghost Stalkers and working for producer Nick Ruff, he was like, hey, any other ideas for shows that you have, pitch them to me. And so I happened to know a couple who they were Demolition Derby drivers, and their daughters were Demolition Derby drivers, and the whole family had a racing team, and they were all very good at it. And there was a lot of colorful characters in that Demolition Derby world. And I created a TV treatment for a show about them and about that world. And it didn't end up going anywhere because, you know, the producer of the show ended up getting his own show. So he was busy on the road with that all the time. And that transitioned to another show and another show. But it was, I still thought it would have been something that could have done well. But that's the thing about Demolition Derby, is there are a lot of champion women drivers. And I don't know if that's, you know, flying in the face of Taylor's joke or just kind of supports Taylor's joke. I think it's probably the latter. But if you've never been to a Demolition Derby, there's a lot more to it than just cars smashing into each other. Believe it or not, there is strategy involved. And one of the biggest strategies involved isn't necessarily in the driving, but it's in how you construct your car to insulate yourself from the things that can happen. Because one of the biggest things that can happen is, you know, if somebody smashed into your radiator, your car overheats, and you're done. So they'll have to completely rework the car. They'll have the radiator in the back seat. They'll have the battery in the back seat. It's crazy, the things that they do to be able to keep these cars going while other cars are smashing into them. So definitely check out Demolition Derby. But all the different kinds of racing is fun. I was thinking about maybe going to Monster Jam this weekend because I've never been. I always wanted to go and I've never gone. And I saw that they had like $16 tickets. I was like, well, maybe I'll go just to experience it. I know a $16 ticket's going to cost me $40 by the time all the fees and everything are done, but still, might be fun. But we'll see. We'll see how I feel. I'm also going to assume I'll leave the amp with a giant headache from all the noise. 508-996-0500. Going to take a break here. We will be back in a few moments. Welcome back in, 508-996-0500, and that, of course, is AHA, and every once in a while, you have an AHA moment, right? You have an AHA moment where you say to yourself, I know just what I need, and I know exactly what I need for this particular job or exactly what it is that I'm looking for. There's something that's been missing in my yard, and I can't figure out what it is, or maybe that AHA moment where you say, I'm not going to worry about the price of eggs anymore because I'm just going to get my own chickens. Whatever that aha moment might be, they've got the goods to help you make that aha moment into a reality at M&M Hay and Feed. They are a true mom and pop store at a time when a lot of those stores just don't exist anymore, where you can walk in and find the item that you need, but if you can't find what it is that you're looking for, or you're not sure what it is you're looking for, you can ask them and they actually have the know-how to tell you what you need and how to get the job done. You walk into those big box stores, you're just getting a high school kid or somebody who, you know, has never actually done the job that you're asking about, is no idea what you're talking about. They just look up on their phone and they say aisle 24. And then when they get there, they say, do you know what it is? Do you know what it looks like? But that doesn't happen at M&M Hay and Feed. Nope, they've got the know-how. They can answer your questions, whether it be Michelle or Mark or Michael or Gary. They can all help. And they have grain by the pound. They have hay. They have straw. They have screen repair. They have laying hens, meat, chickens, turkeys. You're not going to find those in the big box stores. But you can find them all at M&M Hay and Feed, 31 Cove Road in Dartmouth. And don't forget, too, they deliver as well. So when you do make your little backyard farm, when you've got your chicken coop built and you say, well, now I just got to get the chickens here, they'll bring them to you. Or you say, I need fresh batch of hay, they'll bring it to you. So again, M&M Hay and Feed, 31 Cove Road in Dartmouth. Stop by, see what they're all about, get to know them, and then you'll find out that you won't go anywhere else. All right, I have one more break I've got to take before the end of this hour. Let me get that done. We'll be back in a few moments. The laundry. Love that song. And you know what? I can relate to it because every time I have to go somewhere, I buy a new toothbrush. Like I've probably got 50 travel toothbrushes all in my my drawer in the bathroom. Like I just buy a new one. Like I know I've got them at home, but I just end up buying a new one anyway. I don't know why. But anyway, we're going to take a break for the news. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk more with you. 508-996-0500. We'll take your app chat messages. We'll take your open line voicemails if you want to leave those. And we can continue talking.